So in the place of Eretz Yisrael, that the minig is not to bring vegetables from America to Eretz Yisrael. If that's the minig, not to bring vegetables from Chutz Loretz to Eretz Yisrael, then it's very good. Like in Eretz Yisrael, now in this place, there are no vegetables from outside. So there's only vegetables from what grow here. On Shemitah, you don't have anything growing in Yegina. You only have wild vegetables growing. So when you made Yis and Nedi, you meant wild vegetables. But in a place that they're not makpid, they let you bring in vegetables from outside Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, so then on Shemitah, that's the Eitzah. On Shemitah, you can't plant vegetables in Eretz Yisrael, so the Eitzah is import vegetables from other places. So then in Eretz Yisrael, they do have vegetables, and they have vegetables Hagina. Those were vegetables that were grown in the garden. So in such a case also, then talk if you make an Issa Nedim in that place on Shemitah, you meant to include the vegetables Hagina. So Mor says, Ketanoi, this halach is a machlokes tanoim in the Gemara Sanhedrin. One man Yom says, Ein mevi'in yerek min chutz loris loris. And now let her bring vegetables from outside Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. We'll soon see why not. Revi Chananya ben Gamliel Oimer, mevi'in yerek min chutz loris loris. You let her bring in vegetables from outside Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, my time of demand the yom mevi'in. Like, what should be wrong to bring it? What should be the issa? Bring in American food into Eretz Yisrael. We're afraid about the kaka, the dirt that you're bringing in. The loch is the dirt of chutz lo'atzis has tumma to it. With the rabbonin, there's tumas eretz amin. So therefore, we're afraid if you bring the vegetables into Eretz Yisrael, maybe you bring a cluster of the dirt with it. And the dirt has tumas eretz amin. We don't want that tumma to come into Eretz Yisrael. That's the shayla. And the rabbonin says, mishum gush. Shema yesh mayofa chutz loretz biyakrayu. Maybe in the roots of your vegetable, you still have some dirt with it. V'tomei, mishum safek meis, the Rabbanan made a din tumma on all dirt of chutz loretz, that since the chutz loretz are not marked with where they bury the mason, you have to be afraid maybe there are mason buried there. So this dirt has tumma to it. Therefore in chutz loretz, so all the dirt is tumma, so we don't want that dirt to come into Eretz Yisrael. Therefore mishum gush it's also. Mishnah says, min akruv, you're making this and the other, not to enjoy kruv, cabbage, is also the asparagus. You also have asparagus, price is the same type of a min. So Ran says, deli bechlau kruv, the min kruvu. Maybe some it's not our asparagus, but it's a type of a cabbage. Min asparagus is mutter the kruv. You're making this and the other, the asparagus, then you're allowed to have the kruv, cabbage. Min hagrisin, you're making this and the other, not the grisin type of beans, is also the mikvah. You're not letting the chon that's made out of it. So Rashi, the ain mikvah bechlal shum. The mikvah is also, that's different. Yeah. Minagrisin is also the mikvah. Mikvah means like a soup, you made the beans together. That's still the beans. Rabbi Yesi Matin, still no. Grisin maister means the beans by themselves. But once you make a soup out of it, it's called the mikvah, it's not called grisin, it's mutter. What about mina mikvah? You say you can't eat the soup, then mutter the grisin. You only meant to say that when the beans are in the soup form, but not the beans themselves. The beans themselves are mutter. Mina matzah, you make esef not to have the soup form, is also bishum. And now I have garlic. Vaista is garlic they put inside the makfer, so garlic is called part of the soup. We have yaisi matzah now, yaster is also mutter. You only said makfer, not the garlic. What about minashum? Someone makes this and they do not eat garlic. Is mutter b'makfer? You're allowed to eat the soup, even though you have garlic in it, but it's not called garlic, it's called soup. Minadoshim, someone makes this and they do not eat lentils, is also bashishim. Even though it's lentils, but since it's cooked in honey, it's called ashishim, it's mutter. We have yoisi mater, no, we have before, in his mukam, they call the ashishim shaladoshim. Therefore it was also. Minashishim, some makes an Issa Neder not eat these lentils that were fried in honey, is mutab adoshim. He only meant to say ashishim and not the adoshim himself. Chita, somebody says he can't eat wheat. Chita, or else shenitoyim. He says, chita, chitim shenitoyim. I won't eat wheat and wheat. Is also behen, he's also with wheat, ben kemach, ben apas. Whether it's the flour form, whether it's bread, it's also. Grisim shenitoyim, I won't eat these type of beans. is also ben, you can't eat these beans ben chayim ben b'sholem, whether it's raw or cooked. We have Yudu Weimer, koi named gris, if somebody says he won't eat a gris, oi chita shenetoyim, moteris lochas chayim, then you let it chew it raw. Vice versa, gris is only called when it's cooked. A cooked bean is called gris. The say a lashon of a gris, a chita, then you allow to eat it raw. Raw is not called. And the Rav says, chita, gris, stam, loyom, chita, chitin, gris, gris, and ksavar, but b'sholom ashma. Chayim lo mashma, stam, gris, or stam, chita means when it's cooked. Edible is not when it's raw. Tanya, Rishimon, and Gamliel, loyma. Chita, shen, yitoyim. Somebody says, it's a nether, you can't eat wheat. It's also lafos. You're not allowed to bake it. Or muta lochas chitin, but you're allowed to chew the raw wheat. Muta lochas, you're allowed to chew it. Chitim shen etoyim. Somebody says, I won't eat chitim wheat. A lush and rabbin. Is also lochas, then you can't chew it. But a muta lafas, you're allowed to eat it when it's baked. Because chitim means the raw form. What about somebody says, chito chitim shen etoyim, a double lushin, wheat and wheat. Then also bein lochas bein lafas. Whether it's raw, you want to chew it raw, whether you want to eat it after it's baked, both are also. Same thing, gris shen etoyim, I won't eat a bean. Is also lavashri, you can't eat it when it's cooked. Or muta lochosh, lochos, you're allowed to eat it when it's raw, just to chew it. What about greasin sheni toyim? Then it's the opposite. Also lochos, you're not allowed to chew it when it's raw, but a muta lavashol. That's what these words mean. There it means, only when it's raw it's also, but not after it's cooked. But if you say gris greasin, a double lushin of these beans, then sheni toyim, you won't eat it, then you meant to say also bein lavashol bein lochos. Whether the bean is cooked, whether the bean is raw to chew it, in both ways you meant to answer it. This is what's included in your lashonos of these different types of Midorim. How do you know lech anoydim and amavushal?